This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball music. Everybody knows it's the movie Wild Thing, I guess, right?
The movie Wild Thing? No, this is from Major League, isn't it?
I mean, I'm sorry. The pitcher who they call Wild Thing from the movie Major League. My bad, yeah.
Who is that?
I mean, this song was from the 60s. This song from the 60s has nothing to do with the movie, but yeah. What's his name?
The winning guy. Charlie Sheen, yeah. Winning guy.
Charlie Sheen, yeah. Yeah, winning guy. He was Wild Thing. Watching a little Marlins opening day on FanDuel Sports Network right now. Kyle Seeloff, he's talking with the Marlins owner, Bruce Sherman. Whatever. Crowder's disconnected. We're trying to get him reconnected here. He had a bad internet connection. You want to start with a little cat talk? Did you get the cat talk out of the way here in the 3 o'clock hour?
Yeah, why don't we, man. Sherman Hawk just looks uncomfortable in front of
well,
in front of a camera.
I mean, what's he going to do, too? I mean, they just showed him.
Yeah.
He thought they were off camera, and then he kind of wiped his brow.
So here, Seeloff, take this mic.
Yeah, here's
me.
The mic. Oh, nice to have you back, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Where were you?
I was in Orlando.
And how'd it go?
Great. I went to Epcot.
You set it on fire?
No, I did not set it on fire. I wasn't there.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Because there was a fire at Epcot, and you happened to coincidentally be there.
I went the day after the fire.
Mm.
Did you get drunk?
No, I did not get drunk.
Is that why you set the place on fire? You were hammered?
You know what? Probably.
You strike me as a guy that starts with Canada and works your way the other way. I got that right, didn't I?
Nobody knows what that means and nobody cares.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, we did start from Canada.
Yeah, see, I could read them like a book.
Is that some sort of indictment on something?
It's a huge indictment. These Disney people that go a lot, you know, they think they know everything about Disney. Or you start the opposite way. You start in Canada, you end up at Mexico. It's the dumbest thing in the world. You want to start with Mexico, take a couple shots, drink a margarita, and then you're hammered. Great way to start your day.
Well, to start the day, we went on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
How was that?
That was amazing.
Would you wait 2.5 hours for a ride, Hawk?
Never. Nope. Not even to go on the space shuttle or whatever goes into space nowadays.
It was so worth it, though.
Told me waited 2.5 hours. Would you wait 2.5 hours for anything? Literally anything.
Yeah, I've had that conversation before because, it's at what point will you no longer wait at a restaurant, right? Like, at what point, like, what's the cutoff? Because there are restaurants that I want to visit in a city, but then you get to that city and it's however long. And like, so I don't know, like, 2.5 hours, man, everybody goes to those Madonna concerts last summer, mm-hmm. and she was coming on stage 3 hours late. Like, you're there for an 8 o'clock show. She doesn't start till 11. Like, are you waiting around?
That's like Lauryn Hill. She's notorious for just showing up whenever. And I get it. These are legends, but I don't think there's a single restaurant, a single ride, a single anything that I would wait 2+ hours for at this point in my life. I just, like, I don't think so.
I'd have to really think about it.
The Panthers.
Definitely not a ride, though. Definitely not a ride.
No, no shot. The Panthers are going to play the Utah Hockey Club tomorrow. They've been off since the weekend. They're 1-0 in their last one. They end their homestand tomorrow, then they're back out on the road for 4 straight?
Yep.
Yeah, 4 straight. But who knows? We could see Brad Marchand, who we know Paul Maurice said yesterday is closer to returning to the ice.
A little Marlins debut today and maybe a little Brad Marchand debut tomorrow night.
George Richards did tweet out earlier, Panthers lines for their skate today. Verhaeghe, Barkov, Reinhardt, Samuskevich, Bennett, Marchand.
Oh, okay. So that would seem like you're going to see him if you're going to the Panthers game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Seems like he will be out there.
And he better be. It's been long enough.
We're going to check in this hour with Giselle Espinales from NBC6. She's at Lone Depot Park. He can report on all the festivities that opening day brings. Let's get a quick look at the headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
It's Sandy Alcantara back on the mound. You've waited over a year for this moment. Yeah. Well over a year. He's on FanDuel right now. Marlins. We'll have the roof open today at Lone Depot Park.
4:10 first pitch.
I mean, it's a perfect baseball day if you think about it, Hawk. It's like 80 degrees, but it's gonna get into like the mid 70s by the time it's like 5, 6 p.m. It's a perfect day to have the roof open at Lone Depot Park.
Yep, looks nice. Watching Craig Minervini right now. It's a great backdrop behind him.
Not a high chance of rain either. I mean, good day to have the roof open. All right, that's coming up at 4:10. The Heat do play the Hawks tonight at 7:30 p.m. Duncan and Alec Burks are questionable. That's tough because Duncan missed the other night, and Alec Burks started for him and had a big game. He had 17 points. Trae Young is probably in the game.
You know what the line is?
I do not.
Let's see. You want to take a guess?
Yeah, I would say the Heat -3.5.
-1.5. I thought it was going to be a little higher as well. Huh. I thought it was going to be about Heat -3 or -4. Heat -1.5.
Wow. That's weird after coming off.
Well, maybe Vegas is saying to you they are emotionally spent. They gave you what they had in that Golden State game, and now there's going to be a little reversion back to them being a team that, if I remember correctly, it was a few weeks ago, lose one to Atlanta, win one from Atlanta, right? Like that could go either way.
Yeah, yeah. They hadn't won back-to-back games since February. It had been a while. They had won 2 straight, yeah. And then they lost 10 straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's tonight, 7:30 p.m. Then the Heat hit the road for three straight games. I could use a win tonight, man. So much easier doing post-game shows after Heat victories than it is after Heat losses.
Well, certainly after the losses are stacking up. Like, you can handle a post-game show. You lose one, two. You get to the eighth in a row, ninth in a row, tenth in a row. That ain't fun.
Bro, you see, we talked about LeBron's game winner. You see the Jokic behind the back pass last night.
Oh, my God.
To Aaron Gordon.
It was unbelievable. Crazy. It was almost like CGI. Like, the ball went in an angle out of his hand that couldn't have. In fact, the guy who was defending, who ended up with the ball? It was Aaron Gordon who ended up with the ball?
Aaron Gordon cutting baseline. Brook Lopez was the defender between.
Brook Lopez went the other way because there's no way the ball could have gone the way that it went. It was incredible. That was incredible.
Maybe Brook Lopez should go get his eyes checked, though, just in case. Just in case.
Literally was running the opposite direction that the ball was passed.
You know when you look up, like, Magic Johnson highlights, and it's Showtime Lakers, and he's doing, like, the whoo and the hee? Yeah, that was the pass yesterday.
100%.
You're laughing, but that's literally what Magic Johnson would do. You got the whoo and the hee. Throw the dimes, Jimmy. Sweet 16, BYU, Alabama tonight, 7 p.m. Maryland, Florida, 7:30. Arizona and Duke at 9:30, and then Arkansas, Texas at 10 p.m. Do you want the lines for that, Hawk?
Nah, I looked at them this morning, but
you're not interested.
NBA. Well, there's NBA tonight, which interests me. I like it this time of year. And Major League Baseball opening day, there's always something about that. So I'll kind of flip around watching that. Not a huge tournament guy, to be honest. So I'll probably watch a little bit of the Florida game. I'll probably stop a little bit on the Duke game.
Your boy Bouzelis is playing Luka and LeBron tonight.
Oh, Luka and LeBron on the second night of a back-to-back? Mm-hmm. Give me Boozy. Boozy all night long.
His over-under is 12.5 at plus 100 against the Lakers tonight.
Didn't he put up like 30 against them?
A couple nights ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it against them or the Nuggets? They had won three straight, but I know they beat the Nuggets a couple nights ago.
I don't recall. Because how many times could the Bulls play the Lakers?
Two, actually. Literally two times.
Right.
Luka and LeBron are listed as player props tonight. Luka 30.5 and LeBron 24.5. He only had 13 last night.
Looked like he was in danger of not hitting his double digit streak, which is like 500 years long.
Yeah, 1,283rd straight game that he got to 10 points. Hawk, I want you to go into your calendar, clear your schedule for tomorrow night. Clear it.
All right.
Okay. Whatever you got. Dinner with Ryan, a Funky Buddha, cancel it. Wordle, cancel it. Because the second season of the UFL begins tomorrow night.
Is that so?
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The UFL.
The U.
Back for a second F-L. Season.
L. The University Football League.
There's Craig Mish on FanDuel Sports Network. He's now part of the Marlins broadcast.
Yeah. Tomorrow gets underway. St. Louis Battlehawks versus the Houston Roughnecks.
St. Louis Bottle of what?
All right. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. I just mentioned it. Gorgeous afternoon. You're headed over to Lone Depot Park to watch the Marlins. They got the roof open. And tonight it'll get into the 70s. That is your weather.
We will try to get Crowder hooked up again. Have we figured out what's going on with his internet? He's just disappeared for the 3 o'clock hour.
He has disappeared. Maybe he's watching some tape on the Terrapins, or I don't know. But yes, he has disappeared.
All right. Well, we're going to hook up with Giselle Espinales in the next segment from Lone Depot Park. Get a little vibe check. I'm going to get a vibe check on opening day. We'll get a vibe check from Giselle. talk about some of the new food offerings there. And we'll get you all the way through till 6 o'clock tonight, 6:15. You'll have preheat before Heat and Hawks this evening.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The only reason anyone knows Ron Washington's name is because he did cocaine.
Hawk and Crowder.
Opening day. You feeling the chills? We are 40 minutes from first pitch. And when I say the chills, are you getting sick like I was? Because it has nothing to do with baseball. I thought maybe you're just getting sick like I am. What are you showing us there,
Look at
Crowder?
There.
Strong signal. All right. That's on your phone, you know. Your phone has a strong signal.
That's on
signal.
My smart, but it's the same Wi-Fi as my computer, isn't it? Solana said,
yes.
Like, I need to figure this out. I have a strong signal where I'm sitting, but it was not working.
All right. Well, it's a beautiful cover screen we just saw there, but worry about it at another time. We think you have it all together at this point. We're thrilled. Now we're missing Giselle. We got Crowder back. We made a terrible trade. I got Crowder back, but I lost Giselle.
I will agree. I would rather talk to Giselle than myself.
Giselle is at Lone Depot Park. She was going to give us a little vibe check. She was going to check in. What happened, Solana? She just kind of disappeared?
Yeah, she's endeavoring, I believe, to find a quiet spot to join
right.
us.
Well, that gives me a chance to get something off my chest that I like to get off my chest every year at this time. Today happens to be National Joe Day, and it always makes me think of the time that we renamed this radio station 560 The Joe. Which is honestly one of the biggest corporate blunders in the history of business. And I will never, when were we the Joe? Had to be 5 years ago by now?
Yeah.
It was a while ago, yeah.
I've still never gotten a succinct and clear explanation as to exactly why the heritage radio station 560 WQAM became 560 The Joe for a couple of years.
What if it was called The Hawk? Would you be okay?
Would
with
have loved
that?
It. Would have made as much sense though as calling it The Joe. Like, it wouldn't have made it any better business sense. I would have loved it, but it wouldn't have made any more sense or less sense than calling it 560 The Joe.
But was it because this was our whole thing? I remember doing the show on this. Was it the Joe as in coffee, or was it the Joe Rose?
Or was and it that, just that's your what average, ordinary Joe? That was my take. It was like, hey, Joe sports fan, this is where you come to get your sports. Just if you're an ordinary Joe, we're your station. But we never got a complete explanation. And I do applaud Claudia, our VP, and she's a big wig now with Odyssey, but she's really the one who came in, took over the market and said, now why? Because she had grown up in Miami and she's like, why is 560 called the Joe? And spearheaded the change to bring it back to 560 QAM. But I am always reminded of it when it's National Joe Day, that for some inexplicable reason, this radio station changed its name to 560 The Joe. I don't think there was a single person who ever referred to it outside of the radio station as the Joe. You know what I mean? There was never a listener who was like, hey, did you hear what happened on the Joe this morning?
No. The Channing, I think the Channing has a ring.
The Channing. All right, Solana, what should we do here? Because we were supposed to talk with Giselle, and I'm trying to figure out if we should go to a break and try to reconnect with her or what should happen.
I've got Giselle on the line right now.
Right. Is she going to be joining us on the show, though? Or you're just chatting her up?
No, nah, we're just talking to her. No, Hawk, I was just on the phone with her. She's ready to join the show right now.
Okay. I thought she was going to join us on video. I thought that's what was happening.
We were endeavoring, but I don't know if there's a connection issue at Lone Depot Park. A lot of people there, as you can imagine. I mean, opening day, thousands flocking to the stadium.
Giselle, were you aware that you were going to join on video, or is this something that Solana's just making up?
No, I was, and I'm sorry. I was having issues trying to connect because it's so loud in here, but that means it's a great time at Lone Depot Park. It's opening day, guys. Hi.
But when you say it's so loud in there, you're exaggerating a little bit, right? It can't, I mean, It's, what is it, 3:35 right now. So first pitch is 25 minutes away or so. Like, it can't be. Is it packed?
Define packed. Maybe we have different ways of defining packed. But this also might mean people are still trying to make their way in. I'm going to give, you know, that last year there was a lot of traffic. These garages get packed. You know how it is. Everybody doesn't know how to drive, and it's just craziness. But people are filling their way in, and I do respect that they have a lot of fun stuff also outside the seats right now, too. So people are just probably mingling around.
Yeah, and is it opening day, Giselle? Is it like you covered it and you know all that? Is it opening day? Is it Sandy versus Skeen? Like, is the excitement there for what this game really can be? I think we're more negative on the Marlins side because we're down here, but it's the same excitement as another opening day and in a city that really embraces this stuff.
Channing, it's opening day with a little bit of skepticism because when we've been following this team since spring training, when Peter Bendix was saying all the changes, everything, that this is going to be happening, the rumors of Sandy Alcantara leaving too, you know, as someone who's born and raised here and been through this Marlins team, like, yeah, it's opening day, it's fun, but what is this team going to look like? I wanted to do a story of having Sandy name his teammates to see, like, how many he really knew, because when you look at the roster, it's a really young roster. But it's still opening day. It's exciting. You know, the signage is all out. The guys are excited. There's that buzz. You know, some of these guys who have never been on these MLB rosters and, you know, making their dreams come true. And I think that's the beautiful part about baseball. These guys that end up making that final roster through years of hard work, especially in the majors, it's so hard. As a Marlins fan, you're like, okay, we can do this. And then you realize it is a long 162 games that begins at 4:10.
I'm watching it on FanDuel right now, Giselle, and I don't know if it's a live shot. I'm watching Sandy Alcantara run back and forth in the outfield. If it's a live shot, it's a very generous description to call the place packed, if that's a live shot that I'm looking at right now.
Well, okay, so, I mean, it's probably not a live shot because I am looking at it right now, so it's probably what he was doing. But I do think that based on where he's running, which I'm assuming I can see, it is very sunny, and as much as I love the roof open, it is a beautiful day. It is hot, so to be sitting at your seats in that section by the third base and beyond, and, you know, where Home Run Harbor is and where all the fun stuff is, the croquetas, that's hot. I would not be sitting there right now. I would wait till first pitch or till that sun comes down or I'm in the shade. You're not going to find me in those seats yet.
Giselle, God bless you. You have answered every one of my objections. Very, very nice for what you're doing for the Marlins. And I'm excited about opening day. I'm always excited about opening day. I don't think I officially introduced Giselle. Giselle Espinales from NBC6 here in Miami. She's given us a little vibe check. So is there a vibe, though, kind of piggybacking on what Crowder was saying? Is there a opening day vibe?
I think so. I think when you see everybody lined up still having their jerseys, knowing that maybe those players aren't going to be in the roster in a couple of months, it is exciting to see. You see the fans just happy. It's baseball. I've always loved what baseball means. Like, even if you don't know the sport, you can come here. Now they have the deals of 3 or 5 day. Like, you probably get popcorn, hot dog, and a Coke. That's the best part about ballpark games to begin with. I love being able to eat it, watch it. The game's a little bit faster now. And, you know, you just see hopefully you were watching people's dreams come true. And that's nice, right? Even though they lost 100 games last season. But
you make it sound like a make-a-wish function.
No. They're watching me right now. I'm next to everybody, so they're watching me to make sure I say the right thing. So I'm
just kidding. Well, Giselle, I'll get into it because I'll tell you why. You know, Little Chan plays baseball. Like, we love baseball. We watch baseball on TV. But the reason that we don't go down there is you brought up the damn parking garages. And I have nowhere to park. I don't want
that
no blocky.
Hour.
I don't
want Crowder, come on. You're better than that. No blocky.
No, I'm
bucks,
not better
bucks.
Than that. Is that the problem? No, I think, Giselle, the stadium location really affects the fandom of this team.
It didn't affect it when the Hurricanes
Gang,
were playing
don't
there.
You in live in, don't you live in Broward? Like, it's also, we're talking about a Broward fan base coming down to Miami-Dade. Like, I don't even like going to Fort Lauderdale, and there's a Brightline now to go up there. So it really depends. Honestly, there is plenty of places. There is no blocking. You got $15, you got $20, you got $30 in the garage. They're offering shuttles. Like, they make it convenient. And it's spring break. There's no excuse to be not here at the ballpark. There's not that much traffic, I would say. It's just always hard in big events and anytime, whether you're at Hard Rock Stadium, you're at the Kaseya Center, it's always, whether it's construction, that I don't think that's really an excuse. If you're not making it out to games, I think you're also worried about what the on-field product is. And, you know, it's been hard watching this team the past couple of seasons for years, you know, go through these long stretches of losing and, you know, 100 loss game seasons. Like, that's disappointing as a fan, and you try to keep up with all the changes through managerial changes, you know, new president, new ownership, thinking like, okay, they're saying all the right things, but what they're doing is completely different. So I think that's what deters people from coming in. It's not necessarily a parking, because in the end, people go park in random streets on the side. Maybe you get risk getting towed, but you're still going to make it out.
Nah, I love going down there. I don't, but I would never park in those parking garages, because you just end up snaking your way down for hours after the game. There's plenty of places to park over there. But let's talk about, I like going there, aside from the baseball, oftentimes, the food. I think it's a beautiful ballpark. I love the way that it's laid out. I love the way that they have different features. But you were there for the unveiling of some of the new foods. Now, Giselle, explain, correct me if I'm wrong, there's a new item called juiced balls.
It's the only item that I went over really quickly when they were giving us all the food preview, because I'm like, of course we would have something like this as a food lineup. And yes, it's a brand new item. I also love it. Look, I love the little ice cream in the helmet, and that's like my go-to when I come to the ballpark, and a hot dog. But this one is a donut where you get to squeeze the juice, quote unquote, inside the little donut. And I think that's fun. Juice balls, it's like, I mean, these bats are going to need some juice, because I don't know what's going to happen with the offensive season.
Wait, so explain to me what the food item is. It's a donut.
You enjoy this.
So it's like a chocolate covered donut hole, basically, and it's in the shape of a baseball, and it's covered like a baseball. I have it right in front of me, and they have like a little shooter of chocolate or jelly that you get to like juice up inside. So you basically fill your own like jelly filled donut, I guess. Right now it's a little sweaty because it's hot, but it is chocolate and it's kind of hard to like bite into, but I mean, it tastes good.
Have you had it? Did you try it? It was good?
Yeah, I took a bite. Yeah. It's a donut. It's chocolate. It's sweet. I love sweets, so I'm always going to like something that's sweet, but it's pretty good.
So, Crowder, you can go down there this season, get a juice ball or two.
No. I have a reputation to upkeep. I'm not juicing no balls and jumping and shooting jelly into a donut. I can't do it.
And it's for $10, so I don't know if you want to do it, but for the most part, it is a fun thing to have at a ballpark.
Hey, Giselle, earlier you were talking about the parking and talking about, $20, $30, that's nothing. I need some of your money. You need to loan me $10, $15 because I can't do it, Giselle. Yeah, it's...
That's why I ask my husband all the time. Well, he's the one that does it. I just put it on my husband's card.
Juice balls. They look at that when they're looking for the reimbursement at Channel 6. They're like, juiced balls. Now, you're going to have to explain this a little bit further. So what is your go-to at the ballpark? You said you like the ice cream and the helmet. I said yesterday, I love, and I like the outlandish stuff. Like, I'll always try some outlandish stuff. But I always start with a hot dog and a beer. I feel like that is appropriate at a baseball game. So what is like the go-to meal? You get to the ballpark, you're hungry. What do you have to have?
I have to have popcorn and I have to have a hot dog. And then they have the Colombian style hot dogs with all those sauces and the little papita fries on top of it. That was so delicious that is worth sitting in the sun with a cold beer. You're watching whether the Marlins are up by 10 or losing by 20. That is worth every single bite.
What about you, Solana? What's your go-to at the ballpark?
So I love that, like the perros calientes, which is what Giselle's talking about. Because, you know, you get a normal hot dog nowadays. No. Give me the works on the hot dog. But Giselle, out in left field next to the Budweiser bar. I don't know if they're back this year, but they had an arepa stand, but an authentic arepa stand. Not the $2 arepas.
So
like they build you with whether it's ropa vieja or like carne mechada.
I think it's still out there. I'm facing it right now because I'm in the press box and I'm seeing the, you know, I guess it's like the Budweiser in the middle and then the Home Run Harbor to the right where the croquetas are. So that's probably there.
How's the Home Run Harbor?
Yeah.
How's the cruise ship look?
I mean, we used to have an amazing sculpture that like would, you know, come off when home runs would be hit, thanks to David Sampson. And now we have a home run harp, I guess. That's going to be cool, like a little ship. I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, I like the other Giselle, piece of art. Giselle, I like the home run sculpture as well. But no, does it look like a cruise ship? Does it look like does it look paper mache?
It looks like
the home run sculpture was a paper mache piece of garbage, Giselle. I don't know what he's talking about or you're talking about.
That thing was beautiful.
I hope this damn ship looks better.
It is not even a ship. It's just a sign. So the home run sculpture was much better. I liked it. I was one of the few. I feel like this is like a small crowd of people that love that home run sculpture. And it's not because David Sampson's one of my friends, but that what they were trying to do, the vision there and the artist and, you know, the fish that used to be the tank here, the ballpark has lost its charm in some way, but,
yes,
you know, you just got to keep going.
Then why did they get rid of those fish tanks? What I mean,
I think the fish might have been cooking in a weird way there. I don't know. I feel like were they, like, trapped there, then a baseball hit it one time, and I felt like maybe the fish should have been, like, fake fish and not real fish. But it was a cool thing to have.
Oh, poor fish. Like, there's not enough fish out in the ocean. Get out of here. Lose a couple of fish during the season.
Maybe the upkeep was a little
too much. Keep me entertained, baseball. I'm watching. Is this going on right now, the introductions? It looks like the
Yeah, the Pirates are lining up.
The Pirates, are they getting introduced here?
Yes, they are.
All right, give us a real estimate of what the crowd is. Because what does that place hold, about 25,000?
It's tough to say. It's scattered right now. I would say there's at least about 7,000 people here, maybe a little more.
Okay.
Oh my God. What do you mean okay?
Well, that's more than they'll have until the Mets are in town, Hawk.
Yeah. It's also 4 o'clock. There's still a lot of people outside partying and having all those moments too. So there is, you know, there's
really?
A lot of
where?
I see a lot of kids.
Where are they?
I see a lot
outside?
Of kids in the
it's
tunnel.
347,
you know what I mean?
Giselle.
I mean, come on, you guys know everybody's late to games, whether it's the Heat game, Dolphins, everybody's – well, actually, no, Dolphins are pretty on time. But a baseball game, you're going to get here late. It's
I'm
nine innings of
I'm
fun,
just,
you know?
I'm just hating on it. I'll be at plenty of Marlins games. I happen to love going to Marlins games, so you're in for a treat. I bet Matt Mervis to hit a home run today, so let's root for a Matt Mervis ding-dong, shall we?
Love it, and hopefully Sandy goes far.
That would be great. All right, Giselle Espinales, she's live at Lone Depot Park. You can watch her reports on NBC6. And
in like 20 minutes. I'm live in 20 minutes.
Live in 20 minutes? Live right at the top of the newscast?
Not at the top, like 4:10.
4:10? 4:10 on the newscast today, NBC6. All right, we'll watch you there. All right, see you, Giselle.
Bye, guys.
There's not going to a baseball game, Crowder, because of the parking. Knock it off.
I'm not parking in that damn garage. Man,
you shouldn't park in the garage. Who the hell told you to park in the garage?
That's what they gave me a pass, and I thought I had a good pass, and it took me an hour and a half. It was me, Asia, Rashad Jones, and his lady, and we parked in the garage. She goes an hour to get out of the garage.
Yeah, nobody parks in the
with
garage.
With a pass.
I mean, that's amateur.
Everybody garage. Parks in the garage, Hawk. The difference is Crowder parked in home plate garage, which is the worst garage to park in because everybody goes
there.
You got
to park in third base garage.
Yeah, third plate.
But if you go to a game,
oh,
there's
Joe
tell
Rose.
You, hey, come to the game.
Joe Rose is, I think he's catching Dan Marino's opening pitch.
He is.
Dan Marino's doing the honorary pitch, and Joe Rose, I think, is catching it.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Rose is thin as a rail. You seen Joe Rose?
There they are. There's Joe Rose and Dan Marino. How the hell did Joe Rose get, like, there's Jeff Conine as well. How did Joe Rose get this kind of pub on opening day?
Well, he caught Dan Marino's first touchdown pass, so it makes sense.
I get it. I get the concept behind it, but, like, I mean, Dan Marino.
Did Joe look thin? I saw Joe at Beers and Bets. Joe was thin.
Yeah, he looks. He does look skinny.
Face is still huge, though.
Doing the Marlins introduction.
He got a big head.
Right
he
now.
Likes.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want to lose a lot of weight because then you start looking like a blow pop.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't look packed. Is my point.
Hawk, I disagree, man.
Packed.
I disagree
really?
Because
Packed?
No, I'm not saying packed, but normally for opening day, they won't even sell the upper deck at Lone Depot Park. So above the suite level, they don't sell those tickets behind home plate. And there's people sitting in those seats all the way at the top. 37,000, by the way, at Lone Depot Park. So if they sold those tickets, that
Solana.
Means the lower bowl was sold out.
Solana, when you say there's tickets, there's people up there in the upper deck.
Uh-huh.
If there's 30 people up there, I can count them on my monitor here.
I mean, you heard Giselle. You know, people are outside. They're getting ready. They're outside.
They're partying. They're waiting for the subway to drop them off. The subway might be running a little late today. I think the J line is running a little late. If you're taking the J line on the subway.
So when they do the player introductions, do people...
They're doing them.
Right, but I'm saying, like, people are finding out who these guys are for the first time, right? Because nobody's ever heard...
Sandy Alcantara's finding out for the first time. Oh, your name's Henry.
Hey, Henry. Sandy, I'm pitching tonight.
I thought you were a clubhouse attendant. I didn't know you were on my team. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll get some headlines, do a little 15 minutes of Heat. We'll look at the lines for the Heat game tonight and watch some opening day baseball, see if you got a Nerfy on store for all you gamblers. So don't go anywhere.
Yo, Soy Sandy, isn't that one?
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Baseball.
Hawk and Crowder.